不敢说。
I can't say.
仅仅就这一点。
Just this.
他就灌溉整个国乒。
He irrigated the entire national ping.
我们常从媒体上听说，樊振东在八一军改后独自扛起二队小将的前途。
In the media, we often hear that Fan Zhendong took on the responsibility of leading the second team's young players after the restructuring of the 8-1 military academy.
招聘条件必须是全员接纳。
The hiring conditions must be all-inclusive, meaning that everyone can participate and benefit.
但鲜有人知。
But few people know.
在上海队伸出橄榄枝之前呢。
Before Shanghai offered me a job.
那段无人问津的空窗期。
That period of time.
他们是如何熬过来的。
How did they get through it?
我翻了很多资料。
I have read a lot of materials.
今天呢，就想把这段被忽略的真相呢，来跟大伙说一下。
Today, I want to share this overlooked truth with everyone.
2020年，八一乒乓球队呢，因为军改解散了。
In 2020, the Chinese table tennis team was disbanded due to military reforms.
全国呢
，Nation。
有六支省市队伍呢，向樊振东抛来了高薪橄榄枝。
Six teams have offered Fan Zhendong high salaries.
其中
，among them，
北京队更是开出了年薪上浮40%。
Furthermore, the Beijing team offered a 40% annual salary increase.
配备专属教练和独立后勤的顶配合同。
Top-tier contract with dedicated coach and independent logistics.
但条件只有一个。
But there is only one condition.
只签樊振东，拒绝接受任何梯队。
Only sign Fan Zhendong refuses to accept any team.
小将，樊振东毫不犹豫地回绝了。
The young player Fan Zhendong didn't hesitate at all.
他提出同意的前提条件。
He proposed the same preconditions.
必须同步安置一名一队队友。
Must also place one teammate in the team.
外加八名二队少年，陈欢宇。
In addition to 8 junior players from the second team, Chen Huanyu.
黄友正、孙正的名字。
Huang Yuzheng and Sun Zheng's names.
都在那份名单里。
All names are listed in the document.
六家俱乐部呢，因为新增人员呢，成本提高呢。
The six clubs are facing increased costs due to the rising cost of living for Xinjiang residents.
相继放弃了洽谈。
One after another, they abandoned the price board.
他的择业范围呢，急剧收窄。
His range of choices has narrowed sharply.
随之而来的长达八个月的空窗期
，the ensuing 8-month period of vacancy，
没有工资
，no salary，
没有训练经费
，no training funds。
那年
，that year，
他23岁
，he is 23 years old，
自己还前途未卜
，my future is uncertain，
却把小伙伴的未来呢背在了自己的肩上。
But what about the future of his friends? He's carrying their burdens on his shoulders.
他全年额外出战17站商业赛事。
He participated in 17 additional commercial events throughout the year.
个人奖金累计28万元。
Accumulated personal bonus of 28,000 yuan.
他全部都用于少年队员的胶瓶护具。
All of them were used for protective equipment for young players.
食宿和异地的机票，没有专职队医。
There is no dedicated staff for speed and overseas flights.
他就自费聘请康复师。
He hired a rehabilitation therapist at his own expense.
为小队员做伤病养护。
To take care of the injured and sick players.
而自己的训练器材和出行开销呢
？And the training equipment and travel expenses，
则是一压再压。
And then it's just a matter of pressing down again.
千年还挤出120多天呢。
There are still over 120 days left this year.
展览各地体育局沟通。
Coordinate with various sports bureaus.
落户。
Settled.
注册等事宜。
Registration and other related matters.
为此压缩了自身的专项打磨时间。
This has compressed the time for specialized training.
每天训练结束后呢？
After each training session,
他额外加练2个小时。
He practiced an extra 2 hours.
手把手纠正踢对小孩的技术动作。
Step by step correction of the ladder technique for children.
全年累计带训超过了720多个小时。
A total of over 720 hours have been spent on training throughout the year.
最终呢，上海队全盘接纳了樊振东和他的整支队伍。
In the end, the Shanghai team fully accepted Fan Jiandong and his team.
没有一名少年队员中断乒乓球道路。
No boy player interrupted his path in table tennis.
后来呢，进入国家队的陈环宇。
Later, Chen Huiyu entered the national team.
黄友正等零五后小将。多次在采访中坦言
Huang Yixing and other young talents from the class of 2005 have repeatedly admitted in interviews that
少年时期若无樊振东兜底
If a young man doesn't have the courage to stand up for what he believes in
早已放弃了这条道路
I have long abandoned this path
看
Oh,
在人生的最重要的职业拐点呢
At the most important career turning point in life,
他拒绝了个人最优厚的合约。
He rejected the contract with the highest individual premium.
放弃了更高的年薪。
Give up a higher salary.
更好的资源。
Better resources.
只为把一群孩子稳稳地拖住。
Just to keep a child safely in my arms.
那一年
That year,
他才23岁啊。
He's only 23 years old.
一个大多数人还在为自身前途迷茫的年纪。
At an age when most people are still lost and confused about their future.
他已把别人的前途呢扛在了自己年轻的肩膀上。
He has put the future of others on his young shoulders.
这背后是八一队淬炼出来的精神底色。
This is the spirit that has been forged by the Bay team.
更是他骨子里那份纯良与担当。
This is also his innate sense of responsibility.
所以呢，当我看到网上那些范跑跑、远赴德甲。
So, when I saw those examples of people going abroad to study and then returning home,
只为捞金。
Only for making money,
这是国家荣耀与不过的冷言冷语。
This is a national pride and an empty boast.
是。
Teacher.
我就只想问一句。
I just want to ask one question.
一个23岁的年轻人，拿出几乎是自己全部的28万元奖金养活队友。
A 23-year-old young man almost entirely supports his teammates with the 280,000 yuan, approximately $41,365 USD, prize money he won.
疫情期间又捐出全部比赛奖金。
Donated all competition prize money again during the epidemic.
并自掏腰包补齐差额。
And then he pulls out his wallet and bets on the difference.
一边是兄弟。
One is a brother.
一边是国家。
On one side is the country.、
啊、他哪一点表现出是为了爱钱
？What aspect of him shows that he is motivated by money?
他爱的从来都是人，是责任。
He always loved people and responsibility.
是那颗不肯丢下任何一个人的心啊。
It's a heart that won't let go of anyone.
一个23岁的男孩把几乎全部身家掏空。
A 23-year-old boy sold almost all of his belongings for a good deal.
队友把职业黄金期压在一只小孩的身上。
My teammates are putting all the pressure on me, and I feel like a kid.
这不是爱情。
This is not about money.
钱，这是爱人，爱的沉默。
This is the silence of love.
爱的笨拙。
Awkward love.
你爱得让人心疼啊。
You're so lovable, it's heartbreaking.
我常常想，换作是我，面对那样一份顶配个人合同。
I'd often think about having a top-notch individual contract.
我能不能像他一样果断说不？
Can I be as decisive and say no like him?
我不敢打保票。
I can't give a guarantee.
可他做到了。
But he did it.
而且做得那么安静。
And it's done so quietly.
仿佛只是一件理所当然的小事儿。
It seemed like just a trivial matter.
也许这就是樊振东最打动人的地方。
This might be what makes Fan Jiandong so appealing.
他从不高喊自己扛了多少。
He never boasted about how much he carried.
只是默默把身边每一个人都护在羽翼之下。
Just quietly protect everyone around me.
这样的他配得上所有掌声。
He deserves all the applause.
也值得被我们认认真真的记住。
It is worth our serious consideration.
不是因为他是冠军。
It's not because he is a champion.
而是因为他首先是一个有温度的人。
Because he is a person with temperature first.